Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says North is emerging a shining chapter in India's progress. Chief Minister Dr. Nipu Rio launches Naglan Skill and Entrepreneurship Mission 2025. Nationwide Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan launched in Nagaland. And apex bodies of five Naga tribes stage protest rallies over state's reservation policy. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the entire Northeast is emerging as a shining chapter in India's progress. Addressing the Sikkim at 50 event virtually today, the Prime Minister asserted that the centre is fully supporting Sikkim in its growth. Reaffirming his inclusive development agenda, the Prime Minister said it is necessary to do a balanced development of every nation, of every state and region of the nation to make India Viksit.
2014 में सरकार में आने के बाद मैंने कहा था सबका साथ सबका विकास भारत को विकसित बनाने के लिए देश का संतुलित विकास बहुत जरूरी है इसी भावना के तहत बीते दशक में हमारी सरकार नॉर्थ ईस्ट को विकास के केंद्र में लाई है हमें एक्ट ईस्ट के संकल्प पर एक्ट फास्ट की सोच के साथ काम कर रहे हैं
Mr. Modi said, every state and region of India has its own speciality and therefore the government has brought the Northeast to the center of development. The Prime Minister virtually laid the foundation stone and inaugurated multiple development projects in Sikkim. Mr. Modi was originally scheduled to attend the event in person in Gangtok but had to address the gathering virtually from Bagdogra due to inclement weather. Chief Minister Dr. Nipu Rio today launched the Naglan Skill and Entrepreneurship Development Mission 2025 in Kohima. Dr. Rio noted that the initiative, a key highlight of his budget speech 2025-26, aims to empower 5,000 youth in the state with market-driven skills and create job opportunities through training, placement and entrepreneurship support. He said youths will be trained in sectors like construction, tourism, hospitality, healthcare, and IT to ensure up to 80% employment or entrepreneurship. Dr. Rio said this will replace degree dependency with hands-on expertise backed by CMFFI, skill loans, and incubation. On the occasion, MOUs were exchanged with training partners, School of Agriculture, Naglan University, Pinnacle Skills, Eagle Crest, and All India Society of Electronics and Computer Technology. Nationwide Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan began across the country today. In Nagaland, Advisor for Agriculture, Ma Thang Yantan, launched a state-level campaign from Kohima Village Council Hall. Speaking at the event, the advisor stressed the urgent need for transformation in agricultural practices, urging farmers to adopt scientific and climate-resilient practices to enhance productivity and income. He said traditional farming practices need to be integrated with modern solutions. Calling for a mindset shift, Mr. Yantan called for taking up farming as an enterprise and not merely a subsistence activity.
It will be possible only through adoption of technology. Farming Korea to have business gravitational growth like Hinsa growth like Lago like We have to now traditional or conventional system of farming to Churigana. E Kaida asset, E technology asset, it will adopt Kurigana Kurigana Balasa.
Highlighting the pivotal role of women, he criticized discrimination in workforce, especially as women are often the primary contributors to agricultural activities. The advisor called for collective action, shared learning, and a strategic shift towards scientific and sustainable agriculture. Lok Sabha MP S. Supungmuran Jamir today underscored the vital role of agriculture in the Naga society, urging farmers to shift from traditional subsistence farming to commercially viable practice. Launching the Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan in Dimapur, he encouraged farmers to fully utilize state institutions and centers of excellence supporting this transition. He also stressed the need to improve agricultural marketing, calling for better infrastructure, cold chains, transport, post-harvest facilities, GI tags, and market linkages. Mr. Jameer assured full support for initiatives promoting agriculture in the state. At the launch program at Wokha, Deputy Commissioner Vinit Kumar highlighted the need to bridge the gap between agricultural innovation and grassroots implementation. On the occasion, the Krishi Rat was flagged off to make the start of village outreach activities, which will run until June 12. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Apex bodies of five tribes of Nagaland, namely Angami, Ao, Lotha, Rengma, and Sumi, today staged democratic protest rallies in their inhabited areas, demanding the review of the state's 48-year-old reservation policy. Rallies were held in eight districts, where leaders asserted that the policy has disadvantaged certain tribes for decades, and also clarified that the movement is not against any community, but a call for fair reform. The protest marches were carried out to the respective deputy commissioner offices and submitted a memorandum. The tribes further cautioned that they will intensify their agitation in various forms till their grievances are addressed. Chief Minister Dr. Nipu Rio has emphasized on meritocracy, accountability, and skill development as key to Nagaland's progress. Speaking after inaugurating the Angami Gazetted Officers Krotho AGOK Badze Multi-Utility Center at Merima today, he called merit-based achievement as the foundation of the government's agenda. Dr. Rio raised concern over absenteeism in government services, calling it unacceptable. Stressing on economic self-reliance, he urged the youth to pursue entrepreneurship, skill building, and microfinance. On the national vision of Viksit Bharat 2047, the CM warned that Nagaland risks falling behind if proactive steps are not taken. Touching upon the Naga political issue, Dr. Rio called for collective efforts to find a lasting solution. As a run-up to International Day of Yoga 2025, Akashwani News Kohima brings you a special series, Practice Yoga for Good Health and Wellness. Each day, we will explore a new aspect of yoga to help you energize your body, calm your mind, and uplift your spirit. This evening's focus is, does yoga protocol vary according to different age groups? Yes, yoga protocols can vary according to different age groups to accommodate the physical and mental needs of each group. For children, yoga often includes a playful approach to engage their attention and develop motor skills. For teenagers, it can focus on building strength, flexibility, and coping with academic stress and peer pressure. For adults, they may practice yoga for fitness, stress relief, and mindfulness. For the elderly, they might follow gentle yoga practices emphasizing balance, joint mobility, breathing, and relaxation to maintain physical health, prevent injury, and manage any health ailments. Deputy Chief Minister Yantungo Paton conducted surprise inspections across government offices in Wokha today, reinforcing the no work, no pay policy and addressing staff absenteeism. Checks were carried out at Civil Hospital and the PWD office, where multiple staff were found absent. Mr. Paton ordered a day salary cut for absentees without approved leave. Stressing continued surprise checks, he urged strict adherence to attendance rules. Mr. Paton also inspected the Mount T College multi-sports complex and assured that necessary repairs would be initiated under Common Pool Fund. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Northeast emerging as shining chapter in India's progress. Chief Minister Dr. Nipu Rio launches Nagaland Skill and Entrepreneurship Mission 2025. Nationwide Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan launched in Nagaland. And apex bodies of five Naga tribes stage protest rallies over state's reservation policy. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.